watching how we grow. Relationship news and headlines fresh. Funky music genres filling every niche. It's more than the sounds, it's life with goals. Right here on Until the Story Unfolds.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to the Ann Taylor Show. You know who this is. It is I, Ann Taylor. Today, I am sitting in the house of my partner in crime. Ladies and gentlemen, sensation, author, actress, singer, songwriter, good digital marketer, podcaster. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicole Aladrian is in the house with me today. Nicole, what's happening? Nicole, welcome, 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 welcome to the Anthony Taylor Show.
Thank you for having me. It is such an honor to be here right now.
I know, and you know what? We kind of doing the reverse angle here. So, like, Nicole does a podcast, and sometimes you'll hear me chiming in and out on it. And it's a pleasure just to get Nicole here on my thing here and let her see how we do it over here. So,
yes.
So, you know, basically, yes. You know, I hope everything's been good with you, Nicole.
It has. Teamwork makes the dream work. So I'm super excited that we get to be featuring each other's shows. So, couldn't do it without you, bud. So thank you so much.
It's crazy. It's crazy. So the thing is, what I wanted to do is just go ahead and touch a few bases with you. Hey, can you hold on 1 second? So we're gonna like do some stuff on this show here. I do a lot of ignorant shit, okay? I talk a lot of stuff. And we just have fun.
I know.
And
you know, like, what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't know you, sir.
We picked up 5 new affiliates today. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Ann Taylor Show might just now be in your town. And it's a great thing to be here. You know what I'm saying? We're just climbing up, you know what I mean? So pretty soon you're going to turn around and you're going to see Ann Taylor everywhere, and Nicole going to be there too, of course. So you know how we do it.
I'm so proud. That's excellent news. Yes.
So let me ask
absolutely
you something. So, I mean, I like to toot my own horn and all that stuff, and it's fun. But have you ever seen that first things first. TikTok, they is trying to ban TikTok in a few days. Can you believe that? Mm-hmm. This is painful. And I know we talked about this on your show.
The thing is when we did discuss this, Maurice, I honestly don't think that's going to happen. Until I see it, I believe it. Because like a lot of things in our lifetime, we've heard things would happen or things would take place on a specific day, and it came to pass. So until I see TikTok actually shut down, then I will be very saddened. I will be heartbroken about it. But let me tell you this thing. If that happens, right, because I think they said the 19th is that expected date would be within the next 3 days.
Right.
4 days, actually, right? So if that happens, as simple as us humans are very, very resourceful and very chameleon type of people, right? We will find another way, another outlet. Just like we found TikTok, there'll be another way, an outlet.
Okay? There you go.
So things change. It's called evolution. And TikTok is one of many outlets for us. But I don't really worry too much about the change, because as humans we evolve, we adapt. So I think that that's the beautiful part about it, right? That we have our minds and our creativity to find other outlets. But until I see it, I'm not going to believe it. Like Trump is saying that we should keep it around, which I agree with him on that. So that's my take on it. Until the 19 comes and I see TikTok is no longer accessible to me, then I'll take it serious. Until then, I just, you know, I need to see that proof. I need that social proof, you know?
Right.
But yeah, nevertheless, it will be very sad.
Tell me.
down. I'd rather myself to you than them. Only confide in you, I can't trust them. Because I'm fine with you, over here lying with you. I wanna show you off to the city I'm from and ride around with you, fine dine with you. I think about you all the damn time, for real. You tell me that's just game, I ain't lying, it's true. I never seem to get a sufficient amount of you. Sometimes I think to you, I might as well be mine. Do bad for you, I'm crazy about you, I'm mad for you. About to dial your mom's home number and ask for your life. Hello, Miss Johnson, you know why I'm calling. You know I haven't fallen, falling for your daughter. I think about her often, correct me if I'm wrong. But was it you that gave the eyes to her I'd be lost in? Thought so, tell her I said hello if you can. And also, that I can't wait to see her again. And also, tell her call me when she get a chance. Cause I got so much to say and I appreciate you, ma'am. Go Monaco, take you out on a boat. Say goodbye to dominoes, let's get you some pasta. You don't need no doctor to help you with your posture. You walking around head high, that's why I said hi. That's why I came up to you, poking my chest. I pressed out, trying to make you mine for the sake of humankind. How'd you get so wise, must have taken you some time. I can't help but wonder what your parents make it you and I. Let's go to Nice and get your sister a niece. I'm trying to make the population decrease. I'm trying to see it in these before we head back east. Mom called asking when you plan to be home. It's been a week or so longer than you said you'd be gone. You say you love it and you ask her what the family's on. Before you hang up on her, hand me the phone. So I can say, hello, Miss Johnson. You know why I'm calling. You know I haven't fallen. Falling for your daughter. I think about her often. Correct me if I'm wrong, but was it you that gave the eyes to her I'd be lost in? Also, tell her I said hello if you can. And also, that I can't wait to see her again. And also, tell her call me when she get a chance. Cause I got so much to say and I appreciate you, ma'am.
All right, so I want to ask you something. Have you ever watched that show where they like pop balloons? Are you seeing that thing on there? Like, you know how they got love or pop balloons?
I've seen a few small, you know, little parts of certain shows, but I'm not that deep. Like, I just watch it. I'm, you know, invested in it every day or whenever it comes around, but I am aware of popping the balloons. I've seen a couple of skits on it.
Let me ask you this. Is this dude right here out of pocket or what?
Too much weave. Toes hanging off the shoes for me. I just kind of, the toes, like she gripping the side of the shoe. So it's not even trying to be, funny. It's just, that's what I saw.
Damn.
Was he out of pocket or was he like just being truthful? Because he said he not trying to be funny or anything or mean, but to me it sounded a little bit out of pocket, huh?
Well, let's be clear. We all know that this show is very unfiltered, uncut. Like, if you cannot handle the type of criticism, maybe it's best a man or woman don't go on that show. Because that's the thing. They're going to tell you how they feel. And you just have to spin. You feel me? Maybe I wouldn't be able to handle that. I wouldn't go on that show.
I mean, is that abuse?
I'm too sensitive for that type of stuff.
That's kind of abusive,
no,
right?
It's not abusive. It's just that it's unfiltered. It's like it ain't nothing held back. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so was he out of pocket?
Feels. That's how he feels. No, he's not out of pocket.
He was not, okay.
He's not out of pocket because you already know what you signed up for. If I'm going on the show knowing that I'm going to be critiqued like that and that a man is going to judge me like that, then I already know that I need to have thick skin to be able to take that type of criticism, right?
Okay.
And if you're too sensitive, then you don't need to go on the show.
Let's run it back.
My feelings will be hurt.
Let's run another one back. I want to get your opinion on this one then. Check it out.
Do you like to travel?
Yeah, I like to travel.
Have you been out the country?
Yes, I have. I was in the Navy, so I've been a few places.
Okay.
Yeah.
All Okay.
You got kids?
I do.
How many kids you got?
I have one.
You been married before?
I have not.
Sorry. That's a deal breaker. I mean, how old are you?
38.
Yeah, 38. Never been married. Got kids. That's a deal breaker. I don't like quitters. You might as well stay single. She's probably good at it.
Oh.
Wait, what do you mean?
Because if you've been single until you're 38, that means you're good at it. Don't quit.
How old are you?
I'm 48. I was married for 17 years.
So you a quitter too?
Nah, she quit me.
Eight. Well, almost 50. You still single. You can stay single too. No?
Maybe.
Okay.
All right. Out of pocket or not?
Yeah. I'm gonna say why that's his opinion. So once again, these are opinions and people have things that they stand firm on their boundaries, right? So in that aspect, you're gonna have to get that constructive criticism, okay? But the part that I don't agree with is the judgmental part of this particular segment, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna say this is why. Because for one, he threw a lot of assumptions on her and, you know, none of us know. Just like, okay, he had a failed marriage. I don't care whether his wife left him or not. You did it, but she stated that she left him. Obviously, sir, you're not much of a catch either. So for you to come to this woman who's never been married, all right, who's never been married, to just be like, oh, just throw her away. You're not even giving her a chance to talk about it. How do you know how long she's been single? You don't really know her trajectory of her dating experience, right? So to just jump in and just be like, oh, I'm just cool off that, right? She has one child, which to me is great. It ain't like she got, I could see if it was like she has multiple kids, a bunch of baby daddies. That's kind of irresponsible. But then again, I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
He is definitely out of pocket.
He's definitely been very, very out of pocket because, you feel me, you just throwing her whole experience away. She could be a great woman to you. She might be a great potential partner or wife for you, sir. But the fact that you just dismissing her off the fact that, oh, you're a quitter. How do you know what she went through with that man? You don't know what she went through with her child's father.
Absolutely.
You don't know if he was abusive to her. You don't know if he was a cheater on her. You don't know what the situation is to make her not be in that relationship dynamic anymore. Because let's be clear, if everybody had this great relationship, why is people divorcing? Why do people break up? It's reasons why people break up and divorce because something is not given in that situation or dynamic. That relationship is failing somehow. Therefore, for you to judge her, sir, you failed too. I don't care if you got 17 years or not, you still don't have your wife now. So how dare you come and say, oh, this woman, this and that, when, sir, you're pretty much in the same boat. If not, it looks even worse because you've been married before. She hasn't even had the opportunity. So who's the lesser...
You just beating them up. You beating them up. Let's get. Okay, we got one more. We got one more. One more.
Darling, you are a dream come true. And when I'm on my job, I'm never feeling blue. Honey, you are another kind. In this world, my dear, you know that's hard to find. In this moment, I'm revealing all this love I have for you. I'm not lying, I'm just trying. Everything I said is true. In time, it will get better as this love will truly grow. Kinda hard to say my feelings. What will happen, heaven knows. Lady, this is a special love. And all throughout the day, you're all I'm thinking of. Honey, this is a special love. And all throughout the night, you're all I'm thinking of. Marriage, I never pressure you. Cause you got so many things that you wanna do. So strong, we got a future now. For this love you built between us works somehow. In
In this moment, I'm revealing all the love I have for you. I'm not lying, I'm just trying. Everything I said is true. In time, it will get better as this love will truly grow. Kinda hard to say my feelings. What will happen, heaven knows. Lady, this is a special love. And all throughout the day, you're all I'm thinking of. Honey, this is a special love. And all throughout the night, you're all I'm thinking of. I ain't gonna let nothing hold us back. Always gonna stick together, baby, that's a fact.
Willie, can I help you?
Yes. I got a letter in the mail, and I want to be taken off the membership list.
What are you trying to say?
I don't want to be on. I was signed up for it when I didn't sign up for it.
What do you mean you don't want it no more?
I never wanted it.
Why would you want to do such a thing? That's ridiculous.
Well, don't worry about it. It's not any of your business. I want to be taken off of it.
Who told you don't need our service?
Who told me? I don't...
Who told you this, your old lady?
No, just don't worry about that.
I received it in the paper,
and I want to be taken off the...
Why you want to take it off? You just wake up this morning with a wild hair up, you decide you don't want it? Who told you this? Who told you you don't need our service?
What's your name, buddy?
What's mine? This is Willie in customer service you talking to.
Willie in customer service.
You just decide.
Well, Willie, just do what I want you to do then.
You listen to me, you're making a rush to judgment. You need the service.
And I don't want the $69. I don't use that.
Why? Why don't you need it?
I don't use it.
What? You can't live without it.
I can live without it.
Come
Willie.
On, if you change your mind, I'm going to lose a commission.
And that's not my problem. I didn't sign up for the thing.
Hey,
I don't want
listen
it.
Up, damn it. You need this. You people call.
I don't
you
need
people,
this.
Listen, you people call up and make your mind up like you don't need it. I want to know who told you you don't need this.
Hey,
stuff.
Willie, how about I talk to your boss?
Hey, listen, don't try to manipulate me.
You don't try to manipulate me, man. I just don't want it. Take me off the service. I want the $69.99 taken off my card.
You
That's
having
it.
This big major, you get
nothing
off.
Big major. I just want it taken off.
And what's $60? You know that people in Ethiopia are starving, and you trying to.
Don't worry about it. That's my money.
Hey,
and I'm not going to give it to the credit card.
There's people starving.
Listen, I didn't ask for.
Listen to me, damn it. The people starving in Ethiopia. You're gonna try.
Hey, Willie, let me talk to your boss, man.
Well, why? Don't be talking that way. All right, listen, I'll knock $20.
You're supposed to be doing customer service. And
yeah,
you're
listen,
me
I,
off.
All right, listen.
I'm about to drop the whole card.
Hey, come on. Don't be talking that way. Listen, I'll knock $20 off, but don't call us again.
No, Willie, you're not. You're going to take all of it off.
I'm gonna
I don't
knock,
want it.
Listen, man, I'm going to knock.
And I'm about to drop the card here in a minute.
I'm talking to you, boy.
Hey, don't be swearing at me, dude.
Listen, I used to be a drill sergeant, boy.
I don't care if you've been a drill sergeant or what the terrible customer service.
If I want you to do 100 push-ups, I'll make you do what I want you to do, boy. Pick up the phone.
I got a very special guest with me today, and I'm more than excited to welcome in the studio today with us is JMD. Can I get some applause, please? JMD, welcome to the show. It is exciting to have you here. How's everything going with you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
You know, recently I discovered your music, and it's just great to come across some interesting, fresh sound like that. What's your inspiration behind the music you do?
Well, more than anything, I just want to challenge myself. Growing up with varied influences, Motown, hard rock, a little bit of classic rock, it's always a mishmash of things. And like I said, pop. People think it's simple to write. Yes, structurally in terms of the chords, but writing a good hook is something I struggle with. And I just want to keep challenging myself and growing as an artist.
So is the hook like the basis of the song when you construct it? Like that's what makes everything, you know, everything wraps around the hook? Or when you write a song, your writing process, is that the very first thing that you start with?
I start with lyrics and rhythm. Melody is my weak point, and I'm always surprised and a little hesitant to blow my own horn in that sense, because the initial few times I hear a song play back that I produce, the immediate thought is, this isn't that good, but I'm learning that you have to sit with the song and let it grow on you, because as you're in the thick of it, creating it, you're always going to scrutinize yourself.
No, I understand. I definitely understand that you're your biggest critic in most cases. How are personal experience that you've experienced impacting your musical journey?
The challenge with that is coming up with a concept for a song like Bittersweet Vacancy, about a one-night stand that didn't go so well. Concepts are always personal, but then when you get to writing the lyrics, the challenge is balancing the personal with something people can relate to. And the struggle with that is, how much detail do I want to get into lyrically versus just speaking in general terms that everybody can relate to.
So does that kind of play into being a challenging part of being an artist in today's music industry? The fact that you have to weigh out, you know, your reality versus everyone else's reality and deal with what comes with that as being an artist?
Absolutely.
Now, let's backtrack a little bit. When did you decide that music was a thing for you?
I always loved music. My dad had a vast record collection. When he passed away in 2009, I was 13. And then I discovered punk rock through The Offspring, mainly the song Self-Esteem. And it sounded so simple, yet so powerful. And I started thinking, you know, I could do this one day.
So with that being said, your dad's music collection, was it very similar to your, I would say, updated music collection? Do you basically share the same type of musical vibes that dad had?
For me, I'm more on the rock side, and I credit him for that. I think he was an avid collector more than anything. A lot of those CDs didn't look like, they looked like they had only been played once or twice. So I just put them on my iPod. I discovered Motown by what I like to call happy mistake. Of course, I heard Stevie Wonder, Donna Summer, artists like that on the radio, but I didn't have the name association. So getting into it, that was the beginning of me, Grinch, branching out. So I was always surrounded by it, but I had no idea what it was until after his passing.
The Motown sound, everybody, for those new and young, you all have experienced what JMD is speaking of, the soulful sounds of Motown. And it's very inspirational to hear that someone is actually so influenced by it still today. You know what I mean? That it, yeah. It you know, and it's a great thing. Let me ask you this about that whole thing. And so if you could collaborate with any artist that's from the past or today, who would it be and why?
It would be Stevie Wonder. And I have a connection with Stevie. I don't know him personally, but I'm visually impaired and he's blind. So that'd be cool.
Right. That'll be a great union there, because you guys have a kind of like a kindred spirit at this point and a connection.
You know what's funny? I started out on guitar and piano, and then as I got closer, I earned my communications degree and started going to music school. Somewhere in between there, I was jamming with people, and they said, "You're a good guitar player, but you sound more like a bass player." And I was always trying to figure out what that was about. I was sitting down thinking about it the other night, and I said to myself, it's got to be the Motown groove. Mm-hmm.
So
it took me years to come to that.
The bass player side of you, where just like you're more like you're not as fast with the guitar, perhaps. Maybe you're more into the feel rather than the riff. I'm supposing if someone would say you're a bass player, because bass players usually support the, you know what I mean, the everything. They kind of the foundation of the house, you know, to me. But what's your take on that?
I agree. And what's so strange to me is I try to fight that for a while, and there's this internal struggle that maybe I should be a bass player because they're usually, you know, soft-spoken and in the background, and I don't like being in the spotlight. But then the guitar player in me said, "You're staying with this instrument."
Excellent.
So I've always had a fondness for bass.
Okay, so if you could just briefly tell me the process of your music. You were mentioning that you start with a certain section of it and you go from there, right?
Yeah, it can happen in one of two ways. Pick up a guitar and I have an idea in my head, work on it, and then put it into music notation software once I have a tempo, start building songs like that. Or if I'm taking the rhythm approach of a bass line, then I would just start with the music notation software and build a groove.
So if we can, I just want to get into something really quickly that one of the tracks that I had heard by you that I particularly enjoyed, Bittersweet Vacancy.
Are they a hot mess or simply hot tempered? They seem to connect, or is the booze talking? They are somewhere between chemistry and fleeting austerity, aiming for connecting genuinely. A night of fine wine filled with poor dancing, scenes complete by bruschetta and cheese plates. Go to
Very nice. So what was the inspiration behind that particular song?
That was what I was talking about earlier. A really, really bad one night stand. Yeah, I'm just gonna leave it at that.
There you go. That's all right. That's actually wow. I mean, hey, you know, I liked it. I do remember hearing this song on our station, and it's a great track, a great production. Everything is overall very, very nicely rounded, and you are a talent. Now, would you care to give the listeners a little bit of contact or a way to find you, or if that's okay, any social media you may have or any other way that you have today that they can look up and listen to more of your music?
Yeah, just contact Spotify, Apple Music, and my email, jay.dewberry1995@gmail. I'm currently working on a website that I hope to have up in a couple months. I'm being a perfectionist about it when I should just be more creative, but for right now, that's the best way to reach me.
Gotcha. And when they go to Spotify or to iTunes or Apple Music, they should type in just the letters JMD.
J period M period D E E.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. JMD. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Let's give him a round of applause again, because I really enjoyed this. And once again, you are always welcome on the Ant Taylor Show. You are such a pleasant person to speak with. And I believe that we had a really great time. Did you want to give anybody a shout out or anything like that? Or are we clear to go?
We're good to go. We're good to go.
All right. Stay around. I want to talk to you for a second after this. But to the listening audience and our new affiliates, and we're happy to have you here. Go out and support J period M period D E E. Look up the music, enjoy it, share it with friends. If you get an opportunity to download, buy it, do all those things. Don't recognize my phone number, huh?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Who is it?
Come on now, you won't play that. Hey, listen, I just want to keep this real quick with you, and I'm real sorry, but we can't be together no more, because I tried and I was working real hard to, like, you know, make sure that.
What you mean we can't be together no more? I don't know.
See, here you go. Now you start netting. See, this is what I'm talking about. You start this all the time. I'm calling to break up. You won't even let me. Oh, well, I'm about to get cursed out. So, you know, man, I'm a good face, too.
Oh, God.
Don't call my phone. I don't know you. It's a don't go.
Oh,
why are you calling my number, motherfucker? No, call him.
Hey, do you know? All right. See, people don't like getting broken up on. Hey. This next segment here features my boy Q, my girl Angela, and this is called the He Said, She Said segment. Let's get into it.
Breakup sucks. And every single man out here, no matter what they say, understands how bad it is to go through a breakup and understands what heartbreak's like. It's difficult. It's not easy. I'd actually like to argue that men feel more heartbroken than women. I think that's
facts.
I think it's true. And I think it's because one of the possessive element that we have, the idea of her being with someone else hurts more than the idea of you being with someone else to her. And secondly, because you have a lot less options than she has instantly. So I think that breakups are worse for men than they are for women. And I understand how difficult and hard they can be.
You know, from my experience, I don't think that women have more options. I think they have less options. I feel that men tend to move on quicker. I feel maybe in their mind, I mean, I feel like there's a shortage of, you know, they might be aware that we feel there's a shortage, so they can pick up the next one very quickly. Seems like they can move on quite quickly, and it may be a very rash decision that they'll end up regretting later. But I do think that women contemplate more before they move on. So mm-hmm. I don't think we have those things that the gentleman is stating in that video. But yeah.
And, you know, and I think from also, I don't know if you heard it, I think he was kind of, to me, it sounded almost selfish. Like the man is looking at who's getting his shiny, bright object afterwards. It's like, oh, who's she going to be with now? As opposed to, I'm going to miss her or anything like that. I don't know if you heard that or not, but I did hear a little of that to me.
I heard a little of that, but I don't think that is true until right. later. I think if a man is willing to walk away, that he doesn't value the woman at that moment as a valuable object or valuable to him at all. Yeah, a man wouldn't walk away from something that he considered valuable. And I think that's been proven, whether she's an awesome woman or not so awesome woman. They'll tend to stay around if they truly want that woman. But you can't think somebody else is getting something of value if you don't value it.
I agree. I totally agree.
You know, I get what you're saying, and I respect that opinion. I think that there's some other things that we need to take into consideration. We walk away from things every day that we find valuable. I love Corvettes. One of the things that we've talked about before, I love Corvettes. I walked away from Corvettes for the better part of 30 years, not because I didn't value them or think that they were nice, but I couldn't afford them. The price was too high. And I think the same thing is the case with some women, for guys. They want to be with that woman, but the price is too high. They can't measure up to what she wants. They can't provide what she says she needs. And that kind of goes into the sort of the next part of what I have to say about what your comments were. And that's, you know, if the price is too high and they choose to walk away, we have to remember the mentality of most guys. When we are in a relationship with a woman, we are taking on a protective sort of position. Like, I feel like if I'm in a relationship with a woman, it's my job to protect her. And so when we think about that, and there's a possessive sort of like, this is my lady. So I don't see, most of the time, I don't see that a woman's thinking of a man as somebody that she needs to protect. He's the protector. And mm-hmm. so in that vein, when they break up, he's got the heartbreak of losing something that he felt was his. This is my lady. I love her. I'm going to protect her. But then he also has to be concerned with who's going to protect her after that, after he's gone. Now he's letting her go because he can't afford the price. He can't pay the price, whatever it is to be with her. So he lets her go. But now he's concerned with, yes, what's going to happen to her after that? And I don't think most guys are just like, I don't care what happens to her. I think some guys are like that, but I don't think most guys are like that. I think most guys are like, man, what's going to happen to her next? And it's, you know, if it's my responsibility to take care of her, I'm alleviating myself from that responsibility, but I still feel it. And then I feel a loss. I feel like I've lost something. I've lost someone that I thought of in one way when we first got together, but now I have to sort of think of in a different way. And so this idea that they move on quicker than women, I think guys go into a situation where they're protecting themselves by focusing on something else. And all it is a mask. It's like the bully. The bully's actually afraid, but they put on this bravado, this brave face. And so rather than moving on, they're actually coping with trying to deal with their situation.
Y'all just fake trauma twinning again? Remind me, which one of y'all winning again?
Never.
Remind me.
Never.
Remind me.
Never.
Ain't you tired of taking?
Never.
Don't those words taste worse?
Never.
Like every time that you say them?
Ha, ha, ha.
like don't. Y'all really green, never crossing T's. Laughing until we're in echo chamber. Skip all of the apologies. Just feed me when you see me later. That's cute. Why you licking the ground while there's food inside? Pressing buttons and blame gaming. That's fine. Mama always used to say despondent was my theme word. My wife sighed when she say, you gotta try and put yourself first. My pop stay silent. Plead the fifth, keep the trial short. No long-term love in the world. You saw what happened, try to pay it forward. Who said it was fair? I'm probably better off balanced. Yeah, even with the stairs and all, at least all my last valid. Handshakes, all too shaky from the offsides. I love all y'all reactions, though I'm way beyond desensitized. Trusting in the promise, huh? Charlie Brown, how you kicking shit? Oh yeah, them your friends look yabby. I won't say no different. Messy with your blessings, though. That's just something I can't forgive. This kid in my DNA. I'm 71 with an extra clip. If I'm talking, it's all fake. Only here to entice your ears. Put a face on my lap, then that tease more than enough for me. How you sleep? Ain't nothing around here being comfy with me. How you scowling while I ask again? Baby, please don't get pulled over. Like right now, shit don't even seem real to you. Secures tears meets Kanye shoulders.
Will you accept the cost?
Just don't cry at my grave, I beg. Fake flowers, claiming you missed my side of the bed. It was always cold.
Well, I think the issue is that, first of all, you were saying that men don't walk away from something that's valuable, but then you said the cost is too high, so you will walk away from it. It's kind of saying two different things. I feel.
No, I said they do walk away from.
They do walk away from.
Yeah, I walk away from cars.
But I don't consider it valuable, especially with the definition that you used. If you said that you can't please her, you can't live up to her standards, or you can't reach this bar that she's set, well, then it's not. One of the definitions of value is something that's helpful and useful. That's not useful to your life. That's not helpful to you as a person or your self-esteem if you cannot meet somebody's expectations. And it's not helpful to you if the relationship can't get on track because she has an inflated view of how you need to be and she's not seeing you as valuable. So you didn't walk away from something of value because it wasn't adding value to your life. So you need to, you know, extract that first or break that down first. And then secondly, when you part ways from somebody and you make a choice, and I'm saying if you made the choice, now there's a lot of people that break up and the choice was made for them, like somebody's walking away from them. But if you choose to walk away, it is not your responsibility to worry about what happens to that person after. Of course, you want their well-being. You don't want anything drastic to happen to their lives. But severance is severance. And I think that there's a lot of spouses that have walked away from each other. You genuinely care about that person, but you are not supposed to be actively concerned about what happens after the fact. You have severed yourself. And
right. And that, and I agree with that. You're not supposed to, but life is more complicated than
well,
that.
Well, emotionally, you're going, you loved that person. You
right.
created families with that person. You slept, you woke up next to that person. Emotionally, sure. But how there's levels to how you sever yourself. And like I said, you're worried about who else will take care of her. That in that part, that's not a concern of yours. You should be taking care of yourself and right. worrying about who's gonna take care of you.
But we're talking about an ideal situation. We're saying, mm-hmm. well, you should not worry about what's going to happen to that person. You should sever yourself and that sort of thing. And of course, that in an ideal situation, but humans are way more complicated than that. You can't, I mean, there's a lot of shoulds, right? Mm-hmm. But and realistically, people would rather, you know, there's scientific basis for it. People would rather shock themselves and go through pain than to be bored. Well, you shouldn't want to hurt yourself,
mm-hmm.
but you do things that don't make sense just because of our senses, our human senses. So when we talk about a person leaving, for example, you can have a bully or somebody that just pisses you off and that person goes away. You'll miss that person for a bit. You'd be like, they were so annoying, but you'll still be thinking about that person. That person's still in your mind for a while. They don't just go away. And so when you're with somebody and if you were in a relationship, especially if you were married, But if you're in a relationship with that person for some time, they're part of your life. They're melding with you, whether you know it or not. Mm-hmm. And then when you break off from that person, you still have some residual like feelings. You don't want them. Whatever made you break up may have been cumulative. It may have been one big explosion, but it's a ripping of two souls that were together. And that right there, there's no way you're going to just go, oh, click, like a light switch. We're done. Emotionally, we can't
no,
do that.
Yeah, no, I don't think that that's expected. I think that this is why we have counselors. They help you to cope in a healthy manner, evolve and move away from this compounding thing that's hanging over you, such as the breakup, whether it's a marital or just two people that were hanging out for 6 months.
Nobody can taste the real hustler. Depuis longtemps, you pass until you pas été là. We make the boom boom, turn up, me not tell no lie.
Call me the bad queen, coming from Madinina.
Anywhere we go, we kill. Get top shot at Tempino. My thing hot like a gunshot, you know.
Combien fesses, combien gal, put on back it up. Give me the boom boom, session DJ, I mash it up.
Money pull up, action, we are turn it up. Shot around the place and guess who I bring it up. It up, pull up, hot, 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 yeah, we hot. Bad girl, they are them, I whine it to it up.
Money pull up, money pull up.
Shout out the place and guess who I bring it up.
Money
pull up, money pull up. Bad girl, they are them, I whine it to it up.
Money pull up.
Bad girl with my position. Whine to the top, see you ballet, I conquer.
Money pull up.
Whine me, I whine papis and twop.
Bad queen action, do you know toujours up, up.
Some say whine for me, baby, anytime you ready. Bend your back, never get enough, I'm greedy. Now we not care, up in the air, check again, you watch me waste.
Money pull up, action, we are turn it up. Shot around the place and guess who I bring it up. It up, pull up, hot, 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 yeah we hot, hot. Bad girl there, then my whiny to it up.
Money pull up, money pull up.
Shot around the place and guess who I bring it up.
Money
pull up, money pull up.
Bad girl there, then my whiny to it up.
Nobody can tease the real hustler.
Depuis longtemps, you pass until you pas été là.
We make the boom boom, turn up, me not tell no lie.
Call me the bad queen, coming from Madinina.
Anywhere we go, we kill. Get top shot at Tempino. My thing hot like a gunshot, you know.
Combien vest, combien gal, put on back it up. Give me the boom boom, session DJ, I mash it up.
Money pull up, action, we are turn it up. Shot around the place and guess who I bring it up. It up, pull up, hot, 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 yeah we hot, hot. Bad girl there, then my whiny to it up.
Money pull up,
pull up, money pull up.
Shot around the place and guess who I bring it up.
Money pull up,
pull up, money pull up.
Bad girl there, then my whiny to it up. Money pull up.
And I want to know if she out of pocket or
absolutely
not.
Absolutely not. And my Kevin Samuels was absolutely not.
Here we go.
Before you can access anything of me, my heart, my body, my mind, I'm going to need access to your phone.
So, yes, but does that not bring to bear a presumption of guilt or absence of trust that at the door, mm-hmm. I need a passcode?
I operate from a place of transparency, not honesty. We are transparency. You have access to my body, don't you? If we get to that space, you have access to my heart, to my mind, right? To me, my heart, my mind, my body is more valuable than that punk-ass phone. So for me, if all I'm asking for is access to something that you have nothing to hide, that I'm not saying I want it to pick up and go through, I am not going to be in a bed with a man who can access my body that is priceless, and I can't access a $89.99 or $499.99 Samsung or iPhone because you think that's a breach of your privacy.
Well.
Ooh, Maurice, how many times we talk about this in the podcast?
A lot. But is she out of pocket or not?
No, she's not out of pocket because that's her boundaries, that's her standard. So I can't say she's out of pocket because that's how she moves, and that's what she requires from a man. All women are not like that. Some right. men are not like that.
Okay? Right.
People change. So for me to say she's wrong, absolutely not. But for right. me, in this stage of my life, I don't agree with it. I'm not doing none of that.
Right. Now, I've been there,
done all that. Now, if I was married to a man, absolutely. If I'm your wife, I'm damn near, it ain't gonna be none of that. But in a relationship dynamic, I don't feel like, I don't want to have those insecurities. I don't want to have those doubts. I don't want to have to feel like I gotta check your phone all the time. If I see, it's too much. It's just kind of, you know what I mean? I'd rather just be in delusional land. I know that sounds crazy, But I'd rather, if I'm happy and I have a good relationship going, I'd rather just keep your phone for it. Because I know that men and women, this is the thing. If you, I don't care how good your man or husband is, you don't think you're going to go that far and find something. I don't even care if it's porn. You're going to find something of the opposite sex. Men Absolutely. Are going to look at women. It's just the reality. And as soon as we understand that and stop trying to control it, okay, long as that, he's going to be doing shit. I'm just like, hey, just long as when you're in my presence, you respect me.
Right.
I know it sounds crazy, but you're going to find something at home.
So,
because the thing is, you're looking for it. So even if it's something small, you might see porn, or you might see a picture of another
exactly.
woman, or you might see a conversation.
Stay up off the phones.
You're looking, so yeah, you're still, because if I'm looking for it, the first thing I see, even don't have to be a major thing, I'm going to blow it out of proportion because I'm looking for that. I'm looking for something to go off of.
So basically, I'm going to say this about her. She is in the pocket. She's not out of pocket. But I got one more
She's
for
not
you.
Out of pocket at all.
One more.
I've been through that, and every time I go through the phone, I get my feelings hurt. So don't go through my phone either, because that's the thing. Like, I'm a beautiful woman. You're going to, it's going to be men eating. Like, once again, and even if I'm not doing anything back, you're still going to feel some type of way, possibly because it's a lot of men that's on me or complimenting me or trying to get my attention. You get it?
Right.
I've got it worse than a man. I'm a woman. Right. You get it? You should be worried about my phone, sir. Real talk. You need to be worried about me. I'm the prize. So
right.
I, you have to switch your mindset. You really do.
So,
it's mine. I will matter.
All right. So we got one more. And I want to get your opinion on this one. All right. You ready?
All right. Let's go.
Ready.
Hang on a second here. You left your husband because he went through a little financial struggle.
Indeed.
At any point in time, did you feel that love should have kept you there?
I feel like he didn't love me, because if he did, he wouldn't have went through a financial struggle. A man that loves a woman don't go through hard times.
Well, out of pocket?
Out of pocket.
Man,
out of pocket.
To the fifth power.
You're out of pocket,
man. To the fifth power,
yes,
huh?
I think that was completely out of pocket. Because, okay, when you get married to someone, it is through sickness and health, right, Maurice, till death do us part. For richer or what? Or what? What's the other word? Richer or what?
Richer or poor. Okay? There you go. You're right. I'm sorry.
Richer or poorer. So if I took those vows before God and we are uniting as one, if my husband come across hard times, I'm not leaving my husband. Now, if I have that much faith in him and I know that, hey, he's been a leader, if he's been a leader in this dynamic we have, in this marriage, I'm not leaving my husband because I know that those hard times will pass. How dare you? And you know what? Maybe it's best he dodge that bullet and find a woman who really knows and values him for the man he is. Because if y'all can't go through hard times together, why should you share the good times with me? You can't even deal with me on my bad terms. Oh, hell no.
Exactly.
Absolutely not.
And hell could just break loose. You're looking like a devil. So sexy and smooth. You come out, you're watching. But I don't give a damn. So come on, take my hand. Let's drive, drive far away from here. Warm me up, up in your latest BMW. I will never regret loving you. I will never regret touching you. I will never forget the way you make me shake when you're upon me. Forget. My game is getting risky. Ain't so many years. Our age won't make a difference. Feels just to bring me to tears. There's something about your energy. Something with your smile. Come and let me fly. Let's drive, drive far away from here. Warm me up in your latest DMV. I will never regret loving you. I will never regret touching you. I will never forget the way you make me shake when you're upon me. No.
devil, but passion is always harder in hell. Your girl might wanna kill me, but not if you don't ever tell. Oh, oh, I'll never regret.
Thank you for joining me on the show this week, and I hope you come back for some more, sit in with me on some more episodes, and anything you wanted to shout out, you want to shout out your podcast and talk a little about it. In fact,
I would like to say it has been a pleasure. I'm honored. Thank you so much. And anytime that you would like me to be on the show, I am down. All right. I will
excellent.
Definitely be available. So yeah, thank you so much for having me. And yeah, if you guys would like to check out our podcast, it is available now on both Spreaker and Spotify. Okay, now on Spotify you can only listen to partial clips, okay, unless you have the premium account. But if you download Spreaker, you can hear full episodes, okay? And go check it out, the Nicole Adrian Show. And it's also going to be on all, any five podcasts that are available. So, yeah.
Every person we meet is carrying a burden we may never fully understand. And the weight they bear could be far heavier than we realize. Life has a way of challenging us in ways that others might not see. And sometimes all it takes is a moment of grace to help lighten someone's load. Instead of rushing to judgment or make assumptions, let's choose to extend understanding and compassion. A simple smile, a listening ear, or a kind word can offer more comfort than we may know. It is important to remember that we all have our own struggles, and just because they aren't visible doesn't mean they're not there. By embracing empathy and patience, we create a space where everyone feels seen, heard, and supported in a world where we all face battles in silence. Kindness can be the bridge that brings us closer together and helps us bear our burdens with a little more hope and strength. Be well. Until next time, The Ant Taylor Show. Hey, I had such a great show. I appreciate my buddy Nicole teaming up with me on this episode, and she had to cut out, but she did leave her email address. It's nikkidoll524 at gmail.com. And also, you can tune in every Friday and catch her. I think her show is going to soon enough. It's going to be where if you can't find it at Spotify or one of those other places, or if you don't have access to those things, you'll be able to look on YouTube and find it. The Nicole Aladrian Show. Right? A very good show. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to have a great time. Come check it out. So I appreciate you being with me on The Ann Taylor Show, and I will catch you next time.